By 1948-49, Big Boy was in Switzerland, where he was very popular at a club called the Chiquito in Bern. Initially, he was playing there in a sextet with alto saxophone player Glenn Paquet, and that must have been some band. Paquet was a fine, Missouri-born clarinet and alto sax player who'd toured, gigged, or recorded with King Oliver, Jelly Roll Morton, and Benny Carter before heading to Europe in 1937. He'd settled in Switzerland, kept a band going during the war, and never left. But I suspect something else was going on, like drugs or alcohol problems, because Paquet died just a few years later in his mid-40s. Meanwhile, during the Paris Jazz Festival of 1949, Big Boy was delegated to approach trumpet player Bill Coleman about a new band.
Jazz was jumping in Paris that week. All the jazz clubs were flourishing. All the musicians would go jamming after the nightly concerts.
In his memoir, Coleman explained the series of events, initiated in part by Goody, that resulted in launching his first band.
Big Boy Goody came to my hotel with two friends from Switzerland, advising the owner of the place in Bern called the Chiquito. He wanted me to form an orchestra, and Big Boy was helping to push me by telling me how nice it was to work at the Chiquito, because he'd already played there.
As it turned out, the opening in late November was rushed. Coleman was not satisfied with his band or musicians and lacked needed arrangements.
Although we had no music on the stands, we still made a hit with the public at the Chiquito.
Big Boy was there in the band, offering moral support and wise counsel, and Bill made the best of it. The gig in Switzerland lasted about 6 months.
There was a lot of coming and going of well-known American jazz musicians in Switzerland, and a lot of them used to come to the Chiquito for a drink. They often joined us for a jam, as was the case with Willie the Lion Smith, Buck Clayton, and Glenn Paquet. The public was warm, receptive, and enthusiastic, and the club was jumping most of the time.
After that, Goody and Coleman buddied up, working, traveling, and gigging together, but they made no records in the post-war years. Instead, let's hear them in another one of the 1937 recordings with Django Reinhardt. On Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, Christian Wagner sounds great on clarinet and alto. Goody's playing only tenor saxophone.